Welcome back to another episode of the Cornell Thank You Podcast. This is a special episode for freshmen at Cornell. Probably useful to freshmen everywhere, right, Steph?
Yes, freshmen and parents of freshmen, or any really college student, I think.
Yeah, I agree. We took some of the best advice that we had gotten. There was tons of it. Some of it was from our earlier episodes, and I couldn't get that footage for some reason. So we took what we could get, we put it together. I think we have some really good advisors on the podcast. And I thought if you're game, Steph, I would ask you maybe for your best advice to a freshman and I'll chime in with mine.
Sure. I think the best advice I heard, and I'm not taking credit for it, but this is advice that I heard, was at my son Jack's convocation, which was the beginning of his freshman year. The university president said to all of the students that college is like a fabulous buffet. And he said to them, don't just eat a peanut butter sandwich every day. And I thought, that really makes a lot of sense.
That is really good.
Isn't
I really
that good?
Like that.
Yeah.
Yes, that's really good. Mine is much shorter.
Please.
A family member told me this. Always say hi first.
Really?
I think that is really good advice. You walk in and you don't even have to worry. Is this person going to talk to me? Are they going to like me? You just go in and you say hello first.
Wow. That actually applies even in later years, not just college. That's a really nice way to approach meeting people.
You're right.
Unless you're on a subway, then keep to yourself. Put on a mask and don't say a word. Yeah. But as a freshman entering a new school, I think it's fabulous.
Yes, I'm with you 100%. And let's hear the rest of the advice right after we roll the intro. Here's what we think is some really great advice from some of the guests that we've had on our podcast over the last year to all of the freshmen starting out at Cornell and all of the parents. We wish you an incredible first year and overall Cornell experience. And if you're a freshman going to another university, this advice will help you too. Good luck to everybody. We're thinking of you.
I don't know if it's good advice, but I have some because I'm an older sister. So I did this a couple of times. One thing I've thought about a lot during all of these life transitions and college, especially, is that you hear so much about how much people loved, whether it's like abroad or college, but people are telling you about how they felt at the end of it. And then when you're in your beginning, it's like so easy to be comparing your beginning feelings to someone else's end feelings and feeling like you're doing it wrong. But in reality, the first, 2 weeks of abroad or the first like 2 weeks of college, like I had the most amazing college experience, but I remember feeling so awkward during orientation, crying in my room one night because I just felt like, am I gonna find my friends? And was this a good choice? And I think just don't compare your beginning to someone else's ending.
The world is hard. The hard problems need people to work on them together. So work on the hard problems together. Find your community. This is what we talk about a lot, right? Who's your community? Who are your people? Find them. Find your support network. Everything is a lot better if you have somebody at the end of the day to say to them, I had a crap day. And they say, all right, let's go watch Netflix.
I would say that a little bit of failure goes a long way. So you shouldn't be afraid to try, because if you try something and you don't like it, you can make a new decision. And if you don't try it, you won't ever know what you're truly capable of. And it's really kind of this relatively safe place to try out a lot of different types of classes and possibilities.
Yeah, the one thing that I think about is that I wish I'd picked more classes just based on the reputation of the professor, independent of whatever the subject matter was, because I see, in retrospect, the classes that I enjoyed the most had very little to do with what it was that was substance. And when you're at that age, frankly, you shouldn't be specializing to any great extent anyway. So pick the best professors, even maybe chase things that are really weird and obscure. So I wish I did more of that, honestly, in retrospect.
Be intellectually curious and sort of embrace the academic part of it. Don't view the classes as an obligation, view it as an opportunity.
It's like very unique opportunities to meet and hear interesting folks. And then of course, when it's time to work, when it's time to have a good time, it's a unique opportunity to just really make these great friendships and go out and enjoy yourself.
I think one thing that really benefited me in terms of getting the most out of my 4 years is early on, whether it's freshman year or sophomore year, when you still have a lot of freedom in terms of your class scheduling, is getting a small list of classes that you really just want to take for the heck of it. And even courses that you don't need any prerequisites for. So like, for example, I have wines in about 2 hours and I'm so glad I'm finally in that class. A lot of it just comes down to just a little bit of planning that I did a couple of semesters ago that made it so I had the opportunity to take some of these classes now.
There's people there to help you and you just have to seek them out. So I think it took me a minute to realize that I do have an advisor and no one's going to handhold and like tell me who to reach out to, but they're there. So I think seek help when you need it.
Meet as many people as you can. Kind of explore. You'll meet your core friends for sure, but meet as many people as you can because that Cornell network is pretty incredible. It'll also open your eyes to a lot of other things that you were just completely unaware of.
The advice that I do give to many freshmen is to look around and you know, be part of it and be really, really present and mindful because the 4 years go so quickly.
Well, I recommend doing all kinds of different activities. There's so much at Cornell. It's you could do all kinds of different things at Cornell. So try doing all kinds of different things. So some things might not fit, but there's so much going on at Cornell. There has to be something that fits.
Just don't be too hard on yourself and just try everything and just enjoy it. Make sure you have the time to enjoy it because it's 4 of the greatest years of your life for sure.
You know, I think about this a lot. Not that much is going to matter about what you do, right? Like the things that you think matter so much right now are meaningless. They're just meaningless. They're not going to matter in how the course of your life unfolds. And you are in this unbelievably wonderful protective bubble. You're there to experiment and to learn and debate and discuss things. And you have to be able to debate and discuss and have points of view that aren't popular. And that should be okay as long as you can intellectualize them and rationalize them and debate. Just go and experience and experiment. Like this is the time you get to do that. There are very few, if any, other times in your life that you'll get a chance to do that. The fact that they get to go to one of the leading universities on the planet Earth and the kinds of people that they'll meet, that is an unbelievable experience. And be very mindful of how blessed you are to have that experience. There are very few other times, if any, that you will get to be that free.
For incoming freshmen, I would say think about your time at Cornell as a time to learn, not just in the classroom, but really just to learn about yourself. I think some of the best things that I learned there were not, you know, from the textbook or from the classroom itself, but the experience of living on your own and making new friends and just navigating everything that you have to navigate in the new world at any college experience. That's where I think I got the best learning experiences.
I would say the first thing is very simple. My parents taught it to me, but do what you say you're going to do. Ask questions. Be curious. Everybody has a story. Interested people are interesting. And I would say nurture your relationships because at the end of the day, that's what everything is about.
They should just try to be open. And open to possibility and open to people they meet. There's something I always say about, you know, you never know the day your life is going to change. And there's something so delicious about that idea. So it's like one day I was a lawyer, the next day I was a writer. One day I was single, the next day I had met my husband. There's always like a day, well, you know, you can't tell till you're already there. But when you look back the day before, your sort of life changes. So I think maybe for these freshmen, they can just feel hopeful that any day could be the day your life changes. You could meet the person who becomes your best friend for life. You just have no idea. And there's something to that, that even when you're at sort of a low point, it could be the day your life changes forever.
My advice to a freshman is to not pigeonhole yourself. Look for mentors. Make friends with people in unexpected places, like in lines for your swim test or when you're taking your math entrance exam. And don't feel like you have to stay with what was comfortable from when you were in high school, but definitely find a mentor, meet your teachers, meet your professors, and engage with them.
I can't
estimate what that place meant to me. And it's not simply about the academic education. I expanded my family there. I grew up there, and it's still a place when great things and unfortunate things happen, I return to and kind of settle myself all these years later. And I take such joy, all of the people who followed me, having that same experience, hopefully. It's beyond the bumper sticker slogans. It's beyond how you can describe it in a sentence or a paragraph or a brochure. It completely helped shape my life.
You guys are going to do great, and we're already proud of you. If you want to hear the full episodes from today's guests and all of our episodes, you can go to the Cornell Thank You Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Hope you have a great year.